Welcome to Conversations with David Lewis. Today, it's Robert Smigel and Triumph the Insult Comic Dog. Continuing now my interview with Robert Smigel and his creation, Triumph the Insult Comic Dog. Robert Smigel is one of the true stars of the comedy world that you don't usually see the face of. You may remember him as one of the Saturday Night Live actors in the skit Da Bears, but more importantly, he's been one of the top writers at Saturday Night Live. He was the head writer at Conan O'Brien, the executive producer, creator, director, writer of TV Funhouse. His cartoons today on Saturday Night Live include the ambiguously gay superheroes and the ex-presidents. But his most famous creation is probably Triumph, the Insult Comic Dog. First, a warning to listeners. Triumph is an insult comic dog, and his language is colorful.
I support the president and everything that he's screwing up. But he's got no shortage of confidence. You know, I like that about him. He acts very macho, sometimes a little too macho. Sometimes it gets into the Rosie O'Donnell territory. That's scary stuff. Why is it that the Republicans are all against the gay marriage when so many of them have a huge pole up their ass? And then he's got the stem cell research issue. I mean, I'm all for stem cell research. I pray for the day that technology will allow me to be able to grow my testicles back. I'm really, though, I'm a one-issue candidate. I'm sorry. Basically, I'm a one-issue voter, though. You know, I can sympathize with, you know, the gay rights have their issue, and I basically support any candidate who's in favor of relaxing the laws against sodomy.
I'm not sure if that's going to be a winning campaign.
Well, I'm just out here to say that you've got my back if you want, you know. Anybody out there in politics who's listening, anybody out there at all who's listening, you know, let me just talk to the one guy who's listening. Fred, if you ever consider going into politics, you know, and you support relaxing sodomy laws, Fred just tuned out. It's just you and me, Dave.
Yeah, and I'm not going into politics.
All right.
So you don't like the president. You know, who's your Democratic candidate? Or, you know, who, you a McCain dog?
No, I don't really know the candidates, you know. Not that it stopped me from going on television and, you know, I was on Crossfire.
Oh.
Yeah, I've been on a lot of, I've made the political circuit, you know. I got on Crossfire right before they put that dog to sleep, yes.
Mm. So what were you on Crossfire for?
Crap on Tucker Carlson, you know. It was right around, it was very close to the end. You know, he still had the red marks on his face from being bitch-slapped by Jon Stewart.
Mm.
Yeah, it was...
Piling on.
Yeah, I'm glad to see... Yeah. He learned a lot from that experience. He was like, maybe Jon Stewart's right. Maybe we... Maybe our show doesn't address political issues quite seriously enough. Let's invite the talking dog on. Yeah, he learned a lot. I don't get why he keeps getting jobs. You know, it's like, let's hire Tucker Carlson. He's handsome and young. He'll attract the younger viewers, you know. Yeah, that's brilliant. Let's attract America's youth with a guy who dresses like Orville Redenbacher.
And what did you talk to Bill O'Reilly about?
I did Bill O'Reilly around the time of the Democratic convention, you know, which was another thrill. I got to say, actors and politics, you know, I don't know if that's a really good idea, you know, being around the Democratic convention. I was there, and that was a real experience. Getting to hear Ben Affleck spout his wisdom.
Mm.
Seriously, asking Ben Affleck about politics is like asking me about the missionary position. Just like no information. Can't help you. But Bill O'Reilly invited me on, and it was a horrible experience. You know, he recently said it was one of his most memorable interviews. I think what he remembers most is the hours he spent in the edit room cutting out all my punchlines.
Yeah, he didn't put you on live.
No, he refused to put me on live, and basically, you know, by the end of the interview, I looked like Topo Chico out there. I mean, I had really important things to say to him, and you know, not only would he would not only cut my punchlines, but he would leave the setups in. So it would be like, well, Mr. O'Reilly, you know, because I do a thing, you know, it's what I call a switcheroo, you know, where I sort of compliment you and then I, you know, turn it around. You know, I'll say something like, for me to poop on. I don't know if you've ever heard that one. It's a line I'll use. I'll say that, you know, David, this is a very, very comprehensive interview. I'm sure a lot of people would agree that your show is one of the best, most incisive forums in the country. For me to poop on. You see how it works?
Uh-huh.
You see what I did there?
Mm-hmm.
I led you, and then I... So I did this with O'Reilly. I would say to him, you know, Mr. O'Reilly, I would never deign to insult a man of such legendary status. By the way, am I in the no-spin zone? And he said, yes, you are. Well, in that case, you suck! But, of course, he cut out the whole part about the no-spin zone and the you suck. And he left in, Mr. O'Reilly, you're such a classy interviewer. Well, thank you very much, Triumph. Tell me, what do you think about politics? Who are you supporting? And then it would be the next joke, you know.
Yes, giving Bill the power of the editor is
yeah. It's like giving me your front lawn. But I had important things to say to Bill, you know, like no spin zone. You know, the last time I saw this much spin was when I crapped out a chicken bone, but that got cut. And then there was one where, you know, you call me a puppet. You're the one with Rupert Murdoch's hand up your ass. Of course, that didn't make the O'Reilly factor.
No. In the next section of my interview with Robert Smigel and Triumph, we'll learn about the perils of being a dog celebrity.